This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
LeBron James has been named as the Mattel Corporation's new Ken Ambassador. Ken doll, as you know, is Barbie's boyfriend. And now there is a Le Ken doll that looks just like LeBron. Have you seen this doll just like
yes.
him?
Yes.
Barbie teamed up with the LeBron James Family Foundation to launch a series of dolls that honor men, Steve, who inspire and contribute to a better world for all. The LeBron James doll has LeBron's signature beard and is sporting a baseball cap, a Letterman jacket, shades, Beats headphones, a gold watch, and custom Nikes. The doll is sure to sell out within minutes after it goes on sale Monday in stores and online for $75. So there you go. I love that. It's to honor men who inspire and contribute to a better world for all.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. That's
yeah,
cool.
The doll looks just like LeBron, too.
Yeah, I see it.
His likeness.
So fly.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. Oh, that's fly.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Steve, you need a doll.
Uh-huh.
Like that. That's going to be a old Barbie doll.
But you've inspired and contributed to a better world for all with laughter and the things you do, your mentoring camp and all of that.
Uncle Steve doll.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's not opposed to it. I like that.
Yeah, I won't be sitting around waiting on that call.
All right, moving on to reality star Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore is not allowed to film the rest of the season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta after she had a beef with another housewife, Britt Eady. This thing went way too far. Kenya is an OG on the show, as we know, and Britt Eady is a newcomer. The two ladies did not hit it off from the beginning. They made digs at each other whenever they filmed together. Well, after a dinner where Kenya and Britt had a nasty exchange, Britt was still mic'd and said that she had a pistol for situations like that. Kenya heard that and took it as a direct threat of gun violence. And after that, as a peace offering, Britt showed up to Kenya's grand opening of her new hair spa with a bouquet of flowers for Kenya, with a card for Kenya. Kenya then instructed one of her staff to throw the flowers and the card away. Then Kenya switched her focus. Yeah, she was mad. Then Kenya switched her focus of the event from the hair spa to slamming Britt Eady. Kenya showed up with this huge poster. It was like a big poster board image of Britt performing a sex act on a man. She did this at her grand opening, Kenya did. Kenya's castmates told her she was wrong. They walked out of the event. Bravo suspended Kenya from filming, and she was accused of showing, quote, revenge porn. Kenya has been defending herself online, saying that she should have been allowed to film if Britt was allowed to keep filming after she verbally threatened her with a pistol. Now, the show's producer, Andy Cohen, said that Britt was reprimanded before she was allowed to keep filming. So what do you think? Is Kenya right? Should she have been allowed to keep filming since Britt was?
Well, if the girl came to apologize, you know, it could have been an idle threat. I got a pistol for stuff like this. People run their mouth all the time. That's not fun to get accused or threatened with gun violence. But the girl apologized, came to the opening, and then she pulls out. I didn't see it. I haven't seen any of this, but
I saw it.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Wrong.
She went too far.
Yeah. The other girl was wrong too. But come on, now you at your event showing porn of another woman. That was just tacky. It was tacky. I mean, it was too low.
It was too far.
Yeah.
Where the poster board?
Do y'all have this so we can see it?
Yeah.
So you can be the judge.
The Real Housewives.
Yeah, we didn't know how wrong a person was.
Yeah.
That's gonna let me know how wrong.
But you know, that does seem out of place. It's your event. I would make my event all I could make it. So my business could flourish. I'm not finna take a great business opportunity and turn it into some personal matter.
Yeah,
that's not even wrong. That's just not smart business. That's kind of stupid.
Yeah, you mess with your own bag. Come on now. Yeah. Kenya, no.
Shirley. You don't even sound right. Saying what?
Girl,
that's with your own bag.
The money. Secure the bag.
Y'all, stop.
But you knew what I meant, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
I can't. After a certain age, you can't use slang. Is that it? What?
It don't sound right from you, Shirley, because you're so adequate driven. You know, your bag.
Yeah, but I think Bravo, if they were going to discipline Kenya, they should have disciplined both of them. They should have made the discipline action even.
Yeah.
But Kenya just was,
went too far. Kenya went too far.
Did they show the poster board?
They showed the back of it.
Yeah, they had it blurred out. They had it blurred out when they did show it. Yeah. Because, I mean, Kenya blew it up big.
She walking around with
it. It was a mess. It was a mess. All her castmates went out. They were mad at Kenya for doing that. They left. They couldn't believe it. Cynthia, Portia, all of them.
Yeah, Portia said, "Take my mic off."
I'm done. Yeah.
It's too much.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Finally, Cardi B is, and she has linked up with Women's Wear Daily to expand her empire with her very own beauty and fashion line. Cardi says she wants her fashions to offer accurate sizing. So what you see is what you get. And she wants her brand to have that one piece that you just buy, that you love, and it fits just right. So congratulations to Cardi B. If you've been wondering what she's doing lately, that's what she's doing.
Okay.
Heading up her own fashion.
It's been bothering me. I've been up all night trying to figure out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.